This is Barry Nelson, rushing in with the latest edition of Monitor, which includes Joe Garagiola's sports column and the comic invention of Nichols and May, and we're also going to read the flowers on the wall. You probably think that should be writing on the wall, but you won't after you hear the Mexicali singers. Listen, Ma, no words. Comedy Time presents Nichols and May. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality products for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
The Adventures of Dick Tracy. A master thief has stolen an atomic pile and the city's electric light generator. The police are in the dark. All but Dick Tracy and Officer Sam Ketchum.
Tracy, are you sure it's Roland Robot?
It follows, Sam. To survive, Roland needs a tremendous power source. Hence the theft of the atomic pile and generator.
But what next?
Quick, stop here.
An auto parts store? Tracy, what?
Follow me, Sam. Okay, Roland Robot, drop those Autolite batteries.
Tracy, how did you know?
Simple, Roland. I knew that after you used up the generator, you'd need a longer-lasting power source. So you'd come after a supply of Autolite car batteries. The batteries with up to 34% more starting power.
And to think I believed them when they said you're always right with Autolite.
Stop crying, Roland. You'll rust before we can get you to trial.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Now, young Dr. Nichols operates with the assistance of Nurse May. Well, it's not exactly assistance. Listen.
Right here. Do you want it or don't you?
I asked you for the scalpel.
I gave you the scalpel. I'm holding it out. If you turn your stupid head and look at it, you'd see it.
You obviously know that I can't turn my head. I'm making an incision.
Well, you have to open
your... Now, just don't use
you
that tone to me.
You have to open your palm.
Will you please just don't use that tone to me and check the oxygen? Fine. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very, very welcome.
Well, all right.
The oxygen is failing.
Thanks. What?
It's failing.
Well, fix it, please.
Thanks for telling me. I am fixing it. You know, I'm not a moron.
Right, give me a swab, please.
Here's your lousy swab.
Don't use that tone to me.
Oh, are you impossible?
Don't use that tone to me, nurse.
Are you impossible?
All right. Another swab.
Here.
Sponge.
Here.
You better watch yourself.
Will you just operate and let me hand you things my own way?
Don't take that snippy tone, miss.
I'll take
don't
any
take
time I
that
like.
Tone.
You want a sutures? You better do something about that.
I will ask you for the suture.
Right.
I will ask you for the suture when I need it.
Very well. Operate your own way.
Who is doing this operation? I'd just like to know
you
that.
You are.
All right.
You
fine.
Are.
All
you
right,
do
well.
It.
All right.
Well, I hope they don't turn out like the others.
Nurse, I'm just going to sew him up and go right upstairs. I don't have to take this.
Don't threaten me. You do anything you like with him. I don't
right,
care. He's
fine,
your patient.
Fine. All right. Well,
all right.
All right. Give me
I
a needle.
Just,
needle?
Your needle. You just sew him up. Go ahead.
Swell.
Do whatever
well,
you like with
fine.
Him.
Fine. I don't have to take this kind of thing. Give me the thread.
That's
fine. All right.
Oh, that's a great stitch. Go ahead.
Oh, well, that's it. That does it. I'm not going to operate with you anymore. That's
all right,
it.
Don't you operate
right,
with me.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. I'm not going to operate with you either.
All right,
I'm used
well,
to a little respect.
Okay, you keep your voice down.
Sorry.
Crazy. All right, now, did you leave anything in him?
Well, I don't know. I just handed you things.
Well,
let me check.
Didn't you look?
I didn't get a clamp back.
Well, a what?
A clamp.
How big was it?
Small one.
All right, let it go.
You can't just leave the clamp in.
Oh.
You're the sloppiest. I don't know how you graduated. I swear I don't.
Nurse, I have never seen anything like you in my life.
Look, I've been on this operation, and I hold myself just a little responsible. I don't care if you sew them up and don't operate, but the least you can do is take the clamp out.
Well,
I need that
I'm
clamp.
I'm not the one who left it in. And if you want to get it out, get
look,
it out yourself.
Just a minute. I didn't put it in. We need the clamp. You know, you're the most selfish human being in the world. What if another surgeon wants a clamp? Now, if you're not going to get it out, let me get it out, because I can't explain for a long time to Dr. Harrington where the clamp is.
All right, I'll tell you something.
And Dr. Carrington is very pleased with you.
Shut up. Now, you just be quiet. I'll buy you a lousy clamp. I'll get you a clamp. I don't have time to open them up and sew them up again. I'll get you a clamp. But after this week, I never want to operate with you again.
Kind of choked you up, didn't it? Especially if you're the patient. Nichols and Mayer heard every weekend on Monitor Comedy Time.
How would you like to live like a king? Then go to any bank that sells Bank of America traveler's checks. Enter the Castle in Spain sweepstakes. 316 exciting prizes. The grand prize is 2 weeks in a Spanish castle, including meals, a castle staff, and use of a car. Plus, first-class airfare for two and $1,000 in Bank of America traveler's checks. Money only you can spend. Get details, rules, and free entry blanks at any bank where Bank of America traveler's checks are sold. No purchase is required to enter, although every purchase is an automatic entry. Bank of America's Castle in Spain sweepstakes ends October 15th. Enter now.
Void where prohibited by law.
It's just a well-remembered, highly thought-of love affair. A brief encounter that was bound to end one day. It's just a well-remembered, funny sort of love affair. And I might have known my dreams would end this way. From the first time that I met you, I fell in love with you. And I thought that you were so in love with me. But you tell me now it's over, and there's nothing I can do. And as far as you're concerned, it's plain to see. It's just a well-remembered, highly thought-of love affair. A brief encounter that was bound to end one day. It's just a well-remembered, funny sort of love affair. And I might have known my dreams would end this way. I remember how you told me that your love was really sure. I believe that and I would never part. But you played around with me the way you often did before. There was nothing there at all from the start. It's just a well-remembered, highly thought-of love affair. A brief encounter that was bound to end one day. It's just a well-remembered, funny sort of love affair. And I might have known my dreams would end this way. It's just a well-remembered, highly thought-of, strange sort of love affair. It's just a
Well, the back porch majority just took a poll and reached a decision on what to sing in just 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon. Barry Nelson here with Monitor, giving way to the back porch majority and Brother John.
There's a smile on your face, Brother John. There's a smile on your face, Brother John.
When there's a smile on your face, then the world's a happy place.
Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? When you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John. And when you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John.
When you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down.
Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John.
When you wear a gloomy frown,
the world comes tumbling down.
When there's a smile upon your face,
then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John?
There's a tear in your eye, Brother John.
And there's a tear in your eye, Brother John.
When there's a tear in your eye, we know the reason why.
And you cry for us all, Brother John. When there's love in your heart, Brother John. And when there's love in your heart, Brother John.
When your heart is full of love, tis a blessing from above.
There's a love for us all, Brother John. Brother John, Brother John.
When your heart is full of love,
tis a blessing from above.
When there's a tear in your eye,
we know the reason why.
When you wear a gloomy frown,
then the world comes tumbling down.
When there's a smile upon your face,
then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John?
There's a prayer on your lips, Brother John. And there's a prayer on your lips, Brother John.
There's a hope in your prayer and a joyous love to share. Won't you pray
for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John.
When your heart is full of love,
tis a blessing from above.
When there's a tear in your eye,
we know the reason why.
When you wear a gloomy frown,
then the world comes tumbling down.
When there's a smile upon your face,
then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Won't you smile for us all, Brother John?
Last year, only two members of the band at Anton smoked L&Ms, Irving, the piano player, and Charlie on sax. Now Sam, the bass player, is on the L&M side. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Joe.
I'll be back with a ballplayer's opinion on the new director of their association. But first, this word from the Great American Insurance Companies.
Hello?
John, I just heard about the fire. Everyone okay?
Yes, Barry, everyone's fine now. But at the time, it wasn't exactly a weenie roast.
I hear the house was a total loss. Were you covered?
Yes, thank heaven. And I was paid in full by Great American Insurance Company. $35,000.
$35,000? That was fast. Good thing you were paying so much for insurance.
Well, I wasn't paying all that much. No more than a lot of guys I know. And they're getting a lot less insurance.
How so?
I had a Great American homeowner's deductible policy. Works just like the deductible on your car insurance. Great American pays everything over the amount of my deductible, according to the terms of my policy. So, I get more coverage for the same money.
Sounds sensible. Where'd you get it?
from an agent who represents Great American Insurance Company. You ought to give him a call. Yeah, he'll give you the lowdown on this great idea from Great American. More insurance without paying any more for it. I ask you, how can you lose with a Great American homeowner's deductible?
The newest name to hit the sports page headlines is that of Marvin Miller, recently named by the Major League Baseball players to direct their association. To get a view on Mr. Miller from a player who knew him, I talked with New York Yankees pitcher Bob Friend about Marvin Miller and what the players expected from him.
Bob, you were a National League representative for a number of years, and lately the name Marvin Miller has hit the sports pages. Tell us about Marvin Miller.
Marvin Miller, Joe, is a gentleman from Pittsburgh who is assistant to the president of the United States Steelworkers. His background is in finance and statistics. He's been familiar with pension programs all of his life. He's a graduate of NYU, born and raised in Brooklyn. He has held big jobs in government under both presidents, Kennedy and Johnson, and he's just an outstanding man, and let me set the record straight. Although he is with the U.S. Steelworkers, he's not basically a union man, and some of the things you've been reading about unionism and players, he won't have anything to do with this. The players don't want it, but the players want to kind of pick up the player organization as a group, and with a man like Marvin Miller, you can't miss.
What can Marvin Miller do for the players, Bob?
Marvin Miller can set up the organization on a permanent basis. He will more or less solidify this pension program that players have. You know, it's a $25 million program, and when you get players running, trying to do a job in baseball, and you get general managers and owners who are more, this is a part-time job with them, this is too big for part-time people to get involved in. Miller is well-versed on pensions. He is. He will help the players in their negotiations and with the TV contracts. And with his background and the kind of man he is, he'll be strictly a player's man. There won't be any question about that. He's not going to come in to hurt baseball, to upset the apple cart like some owners feel he would. Once they meet him, they'll change their mind about him.
The word that seems to scare everybody is union.
That's right, Joe. Just because that he was... He worked with David J. McDonald, who was head of the Steelworkers Union. Doesn't mean that he is a hard-nosed union man. He's not a guy with horns on his head, come puffing out and going to grab you. This guy is a polished professional in finance, negotiations, contracts, what have you. And the players won't stand for a union 1 minute. Now, if Marvin Miller wants to keep this job, he better not even talk about it. In fact, he's talked to the players already. He's already knocked that down.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
Later today on Monitor, we'll talk with Mr. Miller himself. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this word for Chrysler. You know, one good thing about spring training, it gives the club's manager time to do some weeding out or adding to and fix the 101 things that may need fixing. It's a good idea for car owners, too. The way I recommend would be certified car care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. Here you have the right mechanics, the right tools, and a written record of the work performed. Certified car care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. Try it soon.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend here on Monitor, and he's also a regular on NBC Radio on weekdays. The Settlers, orchestra with Judith. Remember, you can enjoy Monitor in all parts of the nation. If you're in upstate New York, you'll hear us on WROC Rochester. Wherever you're listening, stay with us. There'll be more of Monitor. I'm Barry Nelson.
Weekends are different. So is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Monitor invites you to meet a clown.
My name is Coco. I'm a clown. My grandfather was Coco the Clown. My father still is Coco the Clown. I am Coco, and my son is Coco.
More from Coco the Clown 15 minutes from now, and we'll hear Al Capp the cartoonist in 10 minutes, and me, Barry Nelson the talker, right now. Oh, gee, I see my time's up. Too bad. I had some marvelous things to tell you. Here's Joni Summers the singer with You Got Possibilities. Al turns his attention to the Boston draft card burning incident.
Boston's nicer people, the better bred and better fed of Boston, have been exploding with outrage this week over the attack by a bunch of high school kids from one of its lower income areas. The attack of those high school kids on a peaceful group of young pacifists, mainly from Harvard. The young pacifists, all members of the New England Committee for Nonviolent Action, were peacefully enjoying their constitutional right to protest their government's anti-communist foreign policy by staging a sit-in at the entrance to Boston's Army base. About 30 neighborhood high school kids then enjoyed their constitutional right to protest against these protesters by gathering around them and calling them unflattering names, although none of the kids used any epithet as obscene as the college-educated protesters do when they chant, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? Well, now, so far, nobody was doing anything violent, and then four of the Committee for Nonviolent Action performed an action that the law says is nonviolent. They burnt their draft cards. So the high school kids beat their brains in. The law says that sort of action is violent. The law, however, didn't foresee a time when we would have bred a generation of students clever enough to inflict almost unbearable violence on those less clever without laying a finger on them. To a high school kid with, say, a brother in Vietnam, the legally nonviolent act of burning a draft card is as agonizing and as infuriating as a knife in the back. To a high school kid who expects his draft card next month and who expects to do his duty as his father did before him, the legally nonviolent action of burning a draft card is as violent and painful an action as being spat in the face. The legally nonviolent act of burning draft cards are brutal blows no TV camera can record. And for a Boston high school kid who hasn't had simple cornball patriotism brainwashed out of him, to react by a punch in the nose doesn't prove he's a hoodlum. It proves he's a human. And this is Al Capp, who knows that to insult one's mother or one's mother country isn't an act of violence, but you deserve a punch in the nose for it. Speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
That's our fighter, Al Capp, and if you don't agree with Al Capp's protest, don't do anything more violent than writing a letter. No radio burning, please. Al Capp is heard every weekend right here on Monitor. Meanwhile, stay on the Monitor Beacon. Eddie Arnold sings, "I Wanna Go With You."
I wanna go.
Spring comes, can the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus be far behind? No. It'll be in your town April 7th. That's this coming Thursday, and that means your town anywhere in the country, because you're going to be able to see it on NBC Television's Circus Special. One of the biggest attractions, of course, is the clowns. Monitor reporter Betty Grobley interviewed one of the most famous of these, Coco the Clown.
Coco, is it true that every clown develops his own unique style of makeup and no other clown can use it?
Well, no other clown, professional clown, would use it because it's not etiquette. Because a man's face He's particular makeup. That's his trademark. That is his mask, and people know him by his mask. And the other clowns, if another clown puts another clown's makeup on, they look down upon him. You know, they say, well, if you can't get your own, that's very bad. But actually, it is our trademark.
Well, now, you've had all these generations. Have you all been using the same style, or have you changed it a little bit?
No, we all have changed a little bit. You see, the makeup itself doesn't... My father's makeup doesn't suit my face. My face didn't suit my grandfather. You see what I mean? So, therefore, the wigs are the same.
The wigs are the same?
The same. The hairstyle is the same.
Is this green hair you use?
I use green. Father uses red. That's the only difference that I did. Then the bulbous big red nose. That's all the same. That goes through the family.
We've been talking with Coco the Clown, and this is Betty the Grobly in Washington for Monitor.
Well, I thought that clowns were supposed to be so sad under that funny makeup. He didn't sound unhappy at all. Well, let's hope the tradition of the circus will long be with us. Coco the Clown, interviewed by Betty Grobly. Faith in the orchestra playing Let's Hang On. And if you'll hang on here, you'll hear all the latest news.
I'm Barry Nelson. Stay tuned for NBC News in the Hour, coming next.
Monitor, going places and doing things on the NBC Radio Network.